Join Kristen Ace in conversations about shifting our perspective and being more connected in a conscious way with the earth, each other, and ourselves. Share in the laughter, light, and illumination of Good Vibrations.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Good Vibrations with Kristen. Today, my guest shares my gift of healing. She also has written a book called David's Guidance, A Book of Light. Her name is Joni Isinger, and welcome, Joni.
Thank you so much for having me, Kristen.
I'm excited that you're here. So, and my audience will hear me talk about healing a lot because it's a big part of my life. And so I'm always excited to talk with other healers and get their experiences. And I always want to know, how did you get started?
Well, I have a story. I was a social worker for 10 years, and I worked in New York City.
Wow.
I worked with...
That's intense.
It was a very intense 10 years. I worked with the mentally ill, and I worked with addicts and alcoholics, both in day treatment programs.
Mm.
And during that time, I was also chemically sensitive, and I had a lot of physical problems, a lot of illnesses.
When you say chemically sensitive, what does that mean?
Well... not like borax and ammonia. We're talking strange reactions like to newsprint, automotive supplies, asphalt paving, things that other people wouldn't experience as toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just kept creeping up. And I'd say it around 2003, I had a reaction to the town pool chlorine.
Mm.
And I ended up having to wear masks wherever I'd go. If I went into stores and buildings and other people's homes, I couldn't breathe. And then ultimately, I became sensitive to the outside air, and I was homebound for 6 months.
Wow. That must have been a little frightening.
That was. And I had faith. I always believe that things happen for a reason, but I just didn't understand why I was catapulted into my house. That didn't make sense, you know. So... I had to throw out all my petrochemicals, had to throw out my cleaning supplies, my cosmetics, all different foods that were processed.
Not actually a bad thing in reality, right?
In the end, it was a blessing.
Right.
I didn't quite understand how it was good, why it was good. Now I do. Mm-hmm. It was all part of a bigger plan of clearing out my liver and my body and changing my lifestyle.
Right.
And... then a chiropractor came on my path, and he started doing energy medicine,
mm-hmm.
and I started healing.
Great.
Started reading books on spirituality, Louise Hay, Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, and my whole idea of healing changed, and I left conventional medicine, and I left my field of social work. Everything exploded.
That's I've read all of those same people, and for anybody out there who doesn't know who those people are, please, and we'll talk about it on my blog, how to reach out and read those people. Reading these spiritual books and these ideas is very exciting when you're just starting on your venture.
Yes, I was awakening. I didn't know I was
Correct.
Awakening.
Yes.
I was shifting. I'm a Jew by birth, and to read a lot of the material really didn't fit in. So I was
okay.
going into a territory where I felt a little guilty, actually.
And were you practicing? Were you a deep practicer of your faith?
Yes, I was even
okay.
in my choir.
Okay.
I was in my choir. So, and I was going to services on Friday nights, too.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was delving more. I was really getting hungry. It was getting really good. And I was also healing, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reading books on... past life regression, reincarnation, souls. I'd never used the word soul before. And hands-on healing.
Right.
And energy medicine. And then I started becoming gifted with abilities. People would say that they lost departed ones and pets, and I started having them come through.
And when you say that, you and I have followed a very similar path, but when you say come through for somebody who hasn't experienced that, what does that mean?
Means that my body, which is a vessel, allowed for another spirit to enter through the top of my head, which is called my crown chakra, or my energy center that connects to divinity and other realms, and would go into my body, and I allowed myself to speak their words. So my Joni pushed aside. I somehow knew how to do this. I think I had done it in past lives before.
Yes, I think we have once we get we into know. That field, right?
Exactly.
We're like, oh, wait, this is sort of familiar.
Exactly.
I don't know how.
But I think I've been there before, right?
Right.
Right. And I knew what to do. I never left. I knew that there were others that were coming through, and I could feel them. I could know them. I could speak them. And
that was clear to you? Like, oh, there's something else that's here speaking with me, and that's clear.
It was clear because I had read about it. If
okay.
I hadn't read about it,
yep.
I probably would have signed myself into a clinic.
Oh, I know. I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I first started on this journey, I would wake up in the middle of the night talking to spirits.
Yes.
And thinking, who am I talking to, sitting up in my bed, looking around as if, you know. But the more it happened, the more comfortable I became. And so as I shifted upward and upward in my abilities, I was not frightened.
Exactly. Exactly. You were, go ahead.
No, go, you.
Well, I think my belief is that you were probably connecting with past life experiences where you did this before and possibly were even good at it.
Right.
So then when you had that aha moment in this lifetime,
mm-hmm.
you were at peace with it and you didn't have fear.
No. And Joni, I think you agree with me, but certainly let's talk about this. Mm. I believe everybody can do this.
They can.
I mean, everybody can access spiritual assistance in that manner.
We are all hardwired the same way.
That's right.
Every single human being on earth has energy centers. They have minor chakras, small energy centers that
mm-hmm.
are in the palms of their hand. A great book that delineates where those palm chakras are the book is Hands of Light by Barbara Ann Brennan.
I love that book.
There you
that
go.
That book, I read that after I had already been certified as a healer, and I was like, kablam!
Yes.
Oh my God, look what there's even more chakras.
Exactly.
It was so exciting.
Exactly. Exactly. She made me feel normal.
Yep, I know. I know.
I needed her. Thank you, Barbara. Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you.
In terms of hardwiring, it has to do with if the person's ready to open up. It's where they are on their journey.
That's right. And it has to, we are all okay wherever we are. But I just feel that it's important to say that everybody can access that guidance in any way that speaks to them.
Some people look to me as if I'm different or special, and I say to them, you can do this too. And their head spins. And they look to me as if, no, you're selling me some story. And I say, no. I say, what makes me any different from you? It's just a matter of whether you want to.
Well, and it's a tuning in process that sometimes we are awakened to
mm-hmm.
or we are thrown into.
Yes.
It depends. I feel like I was in the midst of both of those things in my awakening with some pain, and then being handed a book and just all of a sudden, like you said, being hungry. But
dark nights of the soul, the experience that a person has where they go to that very solemn, painful place before they awaken, that's very common. Oftentimes many healers, many light workers need to go there. Sometimes they even pre-birth planet in order to work through a lot of their issues before they wake up.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because a long time ago I said to my mother, you know, Mom, I really feel like I had a very brutal teen life.
Mm.
And I said to her, I really feel like those things happen for a reason, and that those experiences that I had / possibly pre-planned.
Yes.
Pre-birth planned were so that I would wake up and be able to share and help other people through similar things.
That's so you're right on. You're right on. In pre-birth planning, which is a concept that many people know about, more people are catching on to.
Mm-hmm.
Before you come into an incarnation, you meet with your soul group members and spirit guides and other divine ones,
mm-hmm.
and you decide who's going to play which part. And in terms of awakening, you can plan on your timeline high probabilities for when and where that will occur and how it will look.
Right. Well, don't you think it's funny when you ever hear people say, I didn't ask to be born? I'm like, well, yeah, you kind of did. Or I didn't pick my parents. And I go, well, you kind of did. But anyway.
Exactly.
I know I picked mine.
Exactly. There's a great book regarding pre-birth planning. It's by Robert Schwartz, and it's called Your Soul's Plan.
Well, you have heard this on another podcast that I had with with a psychic.
Yes.
And that is a common book that many of us in the healing world and the psychic world have read, because that was another one that blew my world open.
Yes. I'm friends with Rob.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I actually became friends with him after reading the book.
Okay.
And it changed my life.
Me too.
And then I realized that the important players in my life were playing their parts perfectly in order to get me to where I am today.
That's right. And Carolyn Meese says something about being thrown out of the tribe.
Yes.
So that we can actually be as magnificent as we came here to be. And I am so grateful to my blood family for really supporting me in that.
Yes.
That's how I look at it today. But I can say that before I read Robert's book, I felt victimized.
Mm-hmm.
But then I changed my perspective on these incredibly beautiful family members who've come to support me on my powerful journey.
Yes. A lot of our awakenings come from the people who actually persecuted us or gave us a hard time. And if we choose to be grateful and to feel the gratitude, then we move further. Gratitude is a very important part of awakening.
Yep.
After experiencing the departed ones coming through me,
yes.
I started putting my hands on either side of my son's chest. He would have bronchitis, and I just intuited to lay my hands on him, which again was not a religious thing to do. And I closed my eyes and I saw white light. And then I said, please heal this child of God. And that wasn't a very Jewish thing to say. I didn't know where it came from, and it just happened. And then the energy came out of my palms, and he'd stop coughing. And then he would ask, when he would have coughing issues, instead of the nebulizer, Mom, do hands-on.
Wow.
And that would work. And then in the middle of the night, rather than go do hands-on in his room, I thought, well, I read The Power of Intention by Wayne Dyer. Let's try that one.
Right.
And I put my hand out from underneath the pillow, and I, with intention, shot the energy out of my hand with the intention that it would hit him, and it did, and he would stop coughing. That's when remote healing began.
And that's how exciting that he came as a supporter of you, to help you. Because, frankly, when our children are ill, there's nothing more frightening.
Yes.
But he came to help you recognize your skill.
I agree. It's very moving, and there's gratitude. He validated for me. He allowed me to be the test. Well, he was like the test case. He was the guinea pig. Hey, Mom, try this new thing out on me. And, you know, like, I'm desperate. I don't want the meds, so try it. And it worked.
Right.
I had nothing to lose. We had the meds. We had the nebulizer. And it was there. And we used it when we needed it. We had the antibiotics. But I thought, well, hey, this is something else, too. So I'm very grateful. And then I started doing international Skype healing. It started working its way. And
now tell me, Joni, what is that?
Well, I can do healings remotely.
Mm-hmm.
So if a client wishes to have a session with me, I can sign up with Skype, and then we can see each other face to face by computer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can, in fact, have a healing session where I don't need their physical body in front of me order to do a healing.
I have to say that when I became certified as a Lahochi practitioner, that was the hardest piece of the puzzle for me to accept. Mm. I accepted everything. I knew the divine guidance that was washing over me.
Yes.
But I was like, really, if I just intend to send this energy, it will go. And my husband said, you know, if you're going to take the leap, which to him was a huge leap, that energy healing works, he said, to me, it would seem like a teeny tiny step to believe that the energy can be sent.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, my God, he's so profound.
Thank you, hubby.
I know. And it was actually, we do constantly receive requests for remote healings through the Lahochi website, and we have received confirmation that after the La Ho Chi community has reached out, you know, remotely, that people have healed.
Yes.
So, again, divine support for our healing as a people.
Yes. It's wonderful to reach out to people that you've never met before.
Right. I know.
It's wonderful. And also to do it by phone is also very special, because I'm able, as many people are. I don't know whether you do phone sessions.
I have not. Typically people come, or I do remote, where I get the call or I get the request, and I go into my meditation room and I intend.
Well, I'll tell you that it only takes a little leap to do phone as well. That little leap. The divine ones, the spirit guides, ascended masters, archangels, star beings, so many consciousnesses know who we are and who's connected with who, with whom. So therefore, that's the Virgo. So therefore, if I'm on the phone with someone and they wish to have a reading or healing, the other side, as I call it, they know who is requesting this. I don't need to see who they are. They could even be discussing their pet or a loved one. They could be talking about a departed one or someone who used to be in their life and isn't anymore. I don't need to see them or know them, and then the information comes through. As long as you just, as long as one keeps expanding and believing there's more and putting out that, right?
And I think that that is such a huge key, Joni, is the believing. And even more than that, my beautiful friend Judith said today, Kristen, we are no longer believing. We are knowing.
Amen. Amen. Well, in order to facilitate healings and readings and do what we do, we must believe without a doubt that we are able to do this, that they are supporting us 100%. When we doubt, our filter, I believe, gets smudgy, dirty, more open to maybe lower vibration energy coming in, and it's not as clear.
Right. Right. I agree. We could probably talk like this for 7 hours, everybody, but I do not want to miss talking about Joni's book, David's Guidance, A Book of Light. Please tell everybody what this is about.
Okay. Well, this is a book that I didn't expect to write. I began doing automatic writing in January of 2010 when I put pen to paper. I had read a book by Ted Andrews, and he had mentioned automatic writing.
Yes.
Which is where you channel, and you, rather than write it down on... rather than type it on a computer, you can pen it out as well.
And thank you for explaining what that means.
Automatic writing. Yep. It's a way of channeling where it doesn't come through your mouth. It's a way it'll just come through your arm and down into that pen or right.
And it doesn't necessarily come out of your mind either. Isn't it divine, divine inspiration?
I'm glad that you mentioned that. Very good that you mentioned that, because a person might ask, people have asked me, how do you know when it's you versus when it's they? Now, Doreen Virtue wrote a great book called Divine Guidance, and that's
yes.
a fantastic
Beautiful.
Book where a person is able to discern their ego, their voice from the others. So I just wanted to put that in there. The way it took a while. In the beginning when I started channeling, I wasn't sure. And many, many people go through that when they first start channeling.
Correct.
They go, am I making this up? Am I crazy? So it's a matter of practicing and, again, having faith and going into that gray area, the unknown.
Mm.
And so I really liked taking the pen to the paper and seeing, well, am I going to write my grocery list? Or, you know, like you never know. Like then I'll know. It's not them.
I know what I need to eat for dinner tonight.
Exactly.
I don't think they care.
Exactly. So I started writing, and then he introduced himself to me and said how far back we went. My guide.
And David is the entity who introduced himself to you.
He called himself David for a year and several months, and he introduced himself as David, and I was moved. I didn't know why. I was compelled to write pieces. So he gave me, I think it was the second time I went in, I call it going in, which is where you go into a channel state. And I had my pad of paper and went into my guest room and got cozy, and I just let it flow. And I got a piece that sounded like a social work counseling piece. Now, I had been a social worker, so I thought it was very, it resonated. It resonated. Well, I did it weekly. Mm-hmm. Someone had put me up on a forum. So I was managing two discussion forums. And so I would post David's guidance pieces. And then I did it regularly, about every week. And each one was a little different. And he started off saying David and the Divine Ones. And then as it progressed, he was adding more people. And he was bringing in Mary Magdalene. He was bringing in Mother Mary. And then he was bringing in archangels and other ascended masters. And then the star beings came in. No, we are not alone. Earth is not the center of the universe.
But I think that thought is actually becoming more conscious. I really do. I can say that the conversations I have with people this year are vastly different than what I had even 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I say Roswell happens.
Well, and I think some of our listeners would have heard of Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks, who channels the entity Abraham. Mm-hmm. And it's a very similar thing to what you're doing. You are channeling David and his celestial and divine support group through you.
Yes, I am able to channel David, and I also am able to channel pretty much anyone and anything at this point. People ask me, can you channel Syrian Council of Light, Seleuca, Sanjaska, Saint Germain,
the Pleiadians.
I actually speak two star languages. I speak Pleiadian and Syrian. So regarding the book, I kept channeling pieces for about a year and a half. And then my David outed himself that he was, in fact, Yeshua, that he is Jesus.
Oh, I was going to say, who is that?
Yes.
Because I only know Jesus's name by the word Jesus.
Right. So he likes to be called Yeshua ben Jacob, son of Jesus, son of Jacob.
And is that the Jewish terminology for him?
Yes. So it gets a little bit complicated, but there are many aspects or sparks of Yeshua, and that I am connected with him. That specific one that is resonant with who I am.
Okay.
And that he comes through different from other Yeshuas or Jesuses that other people channel.
I think that makes perfect sense. We do need to be connected in a way that we can resonate with. And it wouldn't make sense that it would be the same for everybody, because we are all so unique, and even though we are all connected, we are all of this human race.
That's right.
We are still incredibly unique within ourselves.
Everyone is different, and everyone has their own filter. Everyone has their own history,
their own viewpoint. That's right.
So I'm a bit of a character. And so my Yeshua is a bit of a character. So he comes across as quite a guy, wild and crazy guy.
That's great.
And so people might not necessarily understand how he comes through that casual versus a Jesus who is so robed and formal. Mm, you know, my children, you know, saith the Lord, you know.
Right.
My pieces are I believe what comes through are more casual.
And so tell me in the book, what are some of the things that you are channeling for us?
He wanted people to know that they can be more. They can do more. And that to be where we are right now does not have to be enough. And he gets into detail about forgiveness and karma and about love and about working through ego issues. And each piece is different. He talks about different archetypes. Sometimes Mary Magdalene comes through and she talks, and there are star beings and they have their own say. He wants us to move forward and ask questions and expand our consciousnesses, so we don't necessarily have to be in a state of self-pity, longing for more while regretting the past. He puts things in a lot of perspective regarding being in the now. There's a lot of metaphor in the book. It's not the easy read. I'll tell you that straight off. I asked him in session 11. I had kind of had it with him, and I said, "Hey, you know, can you make this more concrete for everyone?" And what I got was beautifully said. He said, "If I did it that way, I'm not quoting him. It would be like spoon feeding, and that I want people to expand. They need to do work."
Okay, that makes perfect sense to me. I know that we are getting ready to wrap up, and again, we could just talk and talk and talk, but I do want you to tell us briefly about your award that you were recently awarded, the award you were awarded.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, in January of 2013, I was awarded the Favorite Energy Healing Award through Natural Awakenings Magazine. For North Central New Jersey.
Very exciting.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel very, very proud. People know me as a healer. I didn't know that I would be a healer. I thought that I was just going to be delivering messages from the other side. But after becoming clairvoyant, claircognizant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and being able to see into people's bodies and talk to body parts and go into past lives and help people heal, via divine assistance, my name went out, and people felt that I deserved this award, and I'm very moved and very grateful.
That's beautiful, Joni. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing all of this.
My pleasure.
Information and this divinity and this excitement and this beauty with us. I'm so grateful you could come on today. Before we get off, you need to tell us how we can reach you.
Okay. Well, I have a new website that was just launched on July 1st of 2013, 2 days ago.
And yay!
Yeah, so excited. And it's Joni's White Light Healing. It's www.joni's, Joanies, White Light, WhiteLight, Healing, healing.com.
Awesome.
And people can also email me.
That was my next question. Mm-hmm. Can they email you through the site
yes.
or separately, or how does that work?
They can email me through the site. That's info, I-N-F-O, info@joanieswhitelighthealing.com.
And is there a button in there in your website that people can just click on to go to email you to contact you?
It'd be under contact.
Great.
They'll go there, and then they'll get me that way. And I have my number there. My phone number's there. I'm on Facebook. I have Joni's White Light Healing is a Facebook fan page. Mm-hmm. And there is...
I've liked that Facebook very much,
page. And there's David's Guidance, a Book of Light fan page. And also, I recently co-authored a book with 13 other authors called The Chakra Journey.
Oh,
and that just came
fabulous.
Out.
Fabulous.
That was just launched within days. So there's The Chakra Journey, that's C-H-A-K-R-A, The Chakra Journey Community, and that's also a Facebook page too. And I'm on Twitter, and I'm on LinkedIn, and you'll see me around.
It's very exciting. Wow. Well, we definitely want to have you back because
I'd love to. I want to thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
It was clearly my honor, and we have so much that we resonate with.
Yes.
And so I know that we could talk more and more. So we will have you back.
Thank you.
And I appreciate your time. Really, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining in, listening to Joni and speak about her amazing experiences as a psychic and a healer. And, talk to us on Facebook. Go to my blog. We are very excited about this. And I look forward to hearing from you. Bye.
To hear more great interviews and stories by Kristen, please visit goodvibrationswithkristen.com or find, like, and share Good Vibrations with Kristen on Facebook and tell Kristen about your inspiring stories.